Eric has already set the scene, of course, for the whole service, but also for the preaching by telling you we are celebrating Trinity Sunday, which kicks off the longest season in the church calendar, which will end now on with the first Sunday of Advent. Also, throughout the world, in many parts of the world, I would say, people are celebrating, we are celebrating Father's Day. Trinity Sunday reminds us and helps us to understand who God is. Why it was important for the early church to set these feasts in the church calendars, to sit together, to write down and to agree on various creeds. And one of them is Athanasius Creed and Nicene Creed, which very clearly reflect on what is Christian understanding of God, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Of course, one of the reasons is this was a different, a new concept. Either people used to believe in many gods, like in most part of Asia, Europe, and India, and so on, polytheism, or they used to believe just one God, numerical one, Jehovah, which further Islam adopted from Judaism, one Allah, one God. But Christian understanding of God is different in many ways, but the major distinction between Christianity and rest of the world is we believe in one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We understand unity in Trinity, and we see Trinity in unity. We don't believe in three gods. We believe in one God who can only be seen and understood in three. And these three are one, and one in three. Because it is complex in its nature, but very easy to understand when we believe and when we experience God. If we are trying to understand God from here, either God is one or God is three or God are 100, you won't be able to understand. Because we are trying to understand someone who is beyond our understanding. It doesn't matter God is one or three. Because he is beyond our understanding, we are trying to do intellectual exercise to understand someone who is beyond our intellect. That is the major difference between Christianity and all other religions, because Christianity exposes God to humans and all creatures in a way how God is connected and related to us. We have to experience God before we understand God. If we won't experience who God is, we won't be able to understand God. It's not a head thing, it's a head and heart. It starts from here, and it goes to each and every part of your body, spiritual and physical. Father's Day. Of course, the main part of the family, fathers. I don't know why it was needed to celebrate Father's Day. Usually, days are celebrated if the importance of something is diminishing. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about Mother's Day. But a child was asked, what is the difference between Father's Day and Mother's Day? What happens when we celebrate Mother's Day and when we celebrate Father's Day? The child was simple, straightforward, and he said, we spend more money on Mother's Day. Of course, here in our church, we have flowers. Maybe next year, we could bring something for the Father's Day. Anyway, Father's Day helps us to understand how we can see divine Trinity in our human society and in our family life. Father, mother, children, maybe a family. It's a Trinitarian understanding. I mean, Christians throughout the centuries has developed Trinitarian understanding of everything. Trinity in the family, Trinity in the society. We see a big difference between the very wealthy or the middle class and the poor. But what God is trying to help us to understand through His divine Trinity, how we can bring God's love and generosity in our relationship. We were made in the image of Triune God. We find our identity through our relationship. As God can only be understood because of the relationship between three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the same way, relationship helps us to understand who we are, our responsibilities, and our connections. I was reading an article, and I will sum up, it was quite a big, long article, in three or four phrases. It was written from the child's perspective, how fathers are seen from the child's point of view. We all have gone through these phases. When I will share these three, four stages of human life, you may find maybe we went through this. Before children start their school, in their home, they see, my father can drive. Whenever a difficult thing happens, he is the man to sort out. Sometime, moms consult him before she make a decision. Or sometime always, or sometime never. Father is very clever. He knows everything. He provides everything. Very powerful. My father knows everything. Then, when the child starts school, he or she is exposed to someone who challenges the things that he has learned at home. Who told you this? My dad. No, it's wrong. That's the first time someone said dad is wrong. And then the child starts thinking, actually, my dad doesn't know everything. And then a bit more difficult age start when he or she goes to high school, teenage. Now I know actually dad doesn't know anything. And then the time come when that person himself or herself become a parent, mother or dad. Then realize, actually, dad was pretty clever. He knew most of the things. He was mostly right. Before we make this decision, should we ring the grandpa? Because he was pretty clever when he was young. When he was of my age, he could do everything. And what actually I know, I learned from him. And all this is now reverse, coming back. And when the child touches, it becomes 65 or 60, I need to tell my dad, actually you were the most important person. Maybe you were the only person who knew me very, very well. I lost many years just going through these phases of my life, but now I want to tell you, Dad, wherever you are, you knew me very well. Whatever I am. Sometime this phase comes in our life, sometime it doesn't. But we all have passed through these phases. We have different kinds of fathers. I don't know where you will fit or where I will fit. Busy be dads. Very busy. Sometime invisible dads. Sometime dad like nurses. Very caring, sometime over caring. Safeguarding dads. like guards, chronicle unhappy dads. There is a trend, and fortunately or unfortunately, I am promoting it too. When I meet with the couples who are going to be married, I advise them there are various websites and there are various resources that you could learn before you start your marital life. And then Mohsin and I, we have attended a few courses. By the end of this month, Bishop of Lahore is coming. He will be preaching at our joint service in Clanbadder. He was vicar, and I was curate, and Mohsin was Sunday school, where we met, Sunday school teacher. He gave us premarital counseling 20 years ago. That time, there was an opportunity for us to learn the potential challenges that you will be facing. There is a growing trend. Most young couples, they sign up for various seminars and online courses of what are the challenges, and they become more like psychologists before they become parents. Some fathers are psychologists kind of fathers, and they try all they have learned. Authoritarian dads, but what kind of personalities, different type of dads, it doesn't matter. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to just help you to focus on our gospel reading from the perspective of family life. Usually these readings are read from the missional point of view. When Holy Spirit will come, the Holy Spirit will tell you how to reach out the world. What is next? How to do children ministry, how to do work with young people, how to preach the sermon, how to write the services. So all these sort of things Holy Spirit will tell you. But Holy Spirit will tell you how to be a good dad. Holy Spirit will tell you how to be good children. Holy Spirit will tell you how to be a happy and prosperous and God-fearing family. Holy Spirit will tell you everything. Everything includes everything. That includes each and every part and bit of our family. Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Proverbs, written by probably the most wise king ever lived, King Solomon. He was a young lad when he was a prince, father of King David, son of King David. And he was still a young man when he became the king of Israelites, and he reigned for 40 years. And his time was a real glorious period for Israelites. He made many treaties with the Egyptians, with Syrians, and all other neighbors, and was quite a peaceful country at his time. He built temple and many other palaces. But he was also very unwise in many ways. The way he lived, he had more than 700 wives. It's quite a big number. He learned wisdom. One of his quotations is, "I learned wisdom from the foolish." He learned wisdom from God. He learned wisdom, which is the normal source we all learn from our own experiences. He learned wisdom from his mother. He very clearly wrote the whole chapter, the last chapter of the book of Proverbs, on his mother. He learned wisdom from his mother. He was quite an impressive man. In the book of Talmud, it is written, before he died, he was probably a grandfather. A person asked him, "King Solomon, if God asks you after you are dead to go back and born again, what would you say?" He said, "I will say to God, I don't want to go back and I don't want to born again. Life is so miserable. A lot of problems. I don't want to go back." "No, if God insists you, King Solomon, go and born again, what would you say?" He said, "Then I will say to God, I will go on my own conditions." "What are your conditions, King Solomon's?" He said, "My conditions are, I would like to be born as an old man and would like to die as a child." "Why?" "Because I had life and I did not know how to live. Now I am about to die. I don't have life, but I know how to live." This is the mystery of life. One of the best way to sort this problem out is to strengthen our family connections and relations. Husband-wife relation and children-dad-mom relation, that can help us to understand the mysteries of life. Otherwise, mostly it is wasted. We think we are living, but actually life is living us. This is what happens. We can start our life with a happy moment. On the first day of our wedding, Mohsina and I, we went to the graveyard in Lahore because we decided we should go to the grave of a man who was very instrumental in my life. He was the first person who suggested me that you should become a pastor. So I think I would like you to introduce to him. So we went to pay tribute to him to see on his at his grave. At that time, I had a motorbike. And motorbike was not Honda. It was Yamaha. Are you familiar with Yamaha? Yes. Some people may be only familiar with Yamaha keyboard, but this was Yamaha motorbike. So we went there. It was not in bad condition. It was good. And after we finished our visit to the graveside, on our way, I don't know what happened with the motorbike. And the first day of our wedding, the Yamaha became ha ha ha. Sometime, just small things in our lives bring a lot of laughter, challenges, and new experiences. And little children who are handed over to us helps us to do things on behalf of God, who is the author and originator of life, and to be able to reflect divine Trinity in our human lives and relations. Today, I would also like to leave this idea with you, and I'm sure most of you know, fathers care their children a lot, but sometimes they are missed. There are various researches available that fathers don't look after their health very well. So if you have opportunity today to speak to a father who is young, maybe after the service you can say to me, look after your health. I think this is equally important to give the world happy and healthy dads. We pray for all those people in the world who have lost their dads, especially today, those who lost their dads a few weeks or a few months ago, and they are celebrating first time Father's Day without their fathers. And our own Archbishop is one of them. When we pass through these sort of situations, when we know those people, we can pray for them and we can remind ourselves that how important it is to have our strong relationship with God the Father, who in absence or presence in both situations never leaves us alone, and who has given us fathers to live with us and for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.